What's happening, man? It's your boy 911, and you tuned in to ABG Podcast, man. As always, man, you know how we do it. Let's get to it. So I got a return guest. I got my dog Coop the Trill with me tonight, man. What's happening, Coop?
What's the word, ABG, bro? Tell me something good, bro.
Hey, man, we seen another calendar, bro. It's another year in wrapped up, man. You know you did the last year with me, man. Hey, that one vibe so good. I said, but I got to bring him back on for another one. I know you be in the streets with knowing what's up out there. So, man, hey, it's good to run it with you again this year, man. What's good?
Absolutely, man. You know, it's always a pleasure, bro. You know, we chop it up, bro. It could be 4, 5, 6 episodes in one.
So ain't it, man?
I love it.
Ain't it, man? Look, it get deep right quick.
I promise. Right quick.
Right. What's been shaking with you, man? You want to tell the people anything new you got going on before we pop it off?
Man, bro, this faux shit and some more shit, man. I got this new movie I got cracking, man. Like, I've been telling people, I've been subliminally sending it out, posting on other places, but, man, basically, I'm just on a whole nother movement, man. Just, you know, this, you know, the 96% of the world are followers, and you know what I'm saying? So that means I follow up under that 4%.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah. I'm just on it. I'm still doing my YouTube, everything, but just everything is catered to that 4% of lifestyle and mindset. So everything from, you know, clothing to everything is finna push out. It's finna really just push that.
That's,
you know what I mean? So that's the type of time I'm on. You know, I don't get too specific, but
yeah.
Basically, that's exactly what I'm on, man. Because really, I'm just, you know, speaking for the people who think like us, man. Because you're a part of that 4% too.
Hey, for real. Hey,
for sure.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. We gonna get kickstarted because this year has been crazy, as you know. Sitting back, I've been peeping your media. You know what I'm saying? So I know you all over everything, but this year has been crazy. So I don't even know, like, where you want to. Hey, let's start with Brittany. Let's do that. At the beginning, because she almost did a whole year over there, so this kind of popped off at the beginning of the year, man. Like, what you felt about that situation, man, with the Brittany Griner situation?
It was, to be honest, man, it was weird. It was random.
Man.
It seemed like they were trying to make an example out of her. And also, I think really a lot of the punishment came from her sexual orientation. I think that they wasn't feeling.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I ain't think like, about you know, that angle, even though I see what you're saying.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, mm-hmm. I think they was, like, basically, like, on some prejudice, like, you know what I mean? And then they were trying to make her an example. But then for everything to just end how it ended, it made me think, like, that's all? Or was, like, that's how we trade? Like, it was kind of weird how it turned out with. I'm glad that she's free.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Super glad. But I still found that kind of funny.
It's like when you remember old girl on Rush Hour when she was with Chris Tucker, he had the little girl, he got her back, yeah. Sue Young, and she was like, push a button. Like, he like, you got her up here about all excited, like, push a button. Like, shit, we want to see something now, but it's crazy. But I'm going to tell you the angle I took with it. Like, it was crazy for me because, you know, this was like right at the beginning of the kind of like the Ukraine-Russia thing. And I always thought she was kind of like a political pawn looking from far off because it was like, for them to just take, because when they really broke down, and I know everybody like, were you in somebody else's country? I know that's what a lot of people said, but I'm like, when they showed really what she had, like, that didn't warrant what, you know what I'm saying,
exactly.
Her sentencing exactly. And how everything's transpired after that. So that's kind of the angle I took. I was like you said, it was just weird from the beginning, because I'm like, she's been over to this country, so there ain't like nothing she don't know. She's been over to this country hooping for y'all, winning championships, and not this is what gets it in the amount, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, bro, exactly what you said. You is like a political pawn because look what happened at the end of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She got traded out for whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know the specific. I already know it like that. But I just know that she got traded out. Wasn't it?
One of the biggest mans, what they call this dude, the something of death, like a James Bond character.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just crazy. Like, so we trade, and like I say, I'm glad she's home. But I'm like, yeah. God, so this was the, you know what I'm saying, the reverse draw for you. We get him, and you know, we get her. She could, but I'm glad she's home. And there's a lot of other Americans over there, you know, that's not just over there around the world. That hey, like I tell anybody, it's not good for Americans to be locked up on foreign soil. Period. Because
absolutely.
we are not liked around the globe. So don't let people fool you, man. We not like that.
Not at all.
But look, man, that situation, that's what kind of jump started the year. But now, as the year moved on, man, we've had some crazy things. Like, I'm going to let you pop off the next topic, but we've had some things that just done went left real quick.
Man, I'm talking about Thug catching these RICO charges.
Man. Fact,
these rappers, period, catching these RICO charges.
Man. Like,
I'm talking about the mayor down in Atlanta, she said she got a target on all they back.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro. And it's so crazy behind that, because it's just like, I'm like, what happened to where these rappers is now getting targeted for all these RICO charges? Like, who the plug? Not the plug. Who the snitch? Who the rat? Who the mole? For one, then it's just like, it's really like putting the highlight on a lot of stuff. It's like, so man, like, it's crazy now because the demand for these rappers to do criminal activity is at a high level. And it's just like, if you really had some real OGs around you, they'll tell you don't even entertain that type of lane.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So, but it's crazy, but I get on another end because it's like, let's say if I come up with these dudes, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I'm putting them on. I can't be like, oh, bro, you outside, so I'm going to just leave you where you at, bro. You go, nah, I mean, you go, you know what I'm saying? You grow up with somebody, you loyal to them, you know, so you go look out for them. But at the same time, they should have enough love for you to separate themselves completely if they know what they're going to do and going to burn up everything you got going on. Because at the end of the day, facts. They the chicken and let it go nig, you know?
Facts. And that's what I think, like, you touched on it just now. Like, a lot of us deal with, like, you don't see that in a lot of other communities. They don't have to feel like the need to pull each everybody up. But in our community, man, we get a lot of that survivor's guilt type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of that it came into play with these RICO charges. You got a lot of hang-ons and that's just going, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yes, man. And a lot of this stuff that came up, though, it's like they were so just out in the open with it, and they got phone conversations. And I'm talking about just old school first rule if you're moving around in the street type shit that you already know not to do. But I don't know if they got to a point where they was moving so freely that they didn't think, you know, hey, with no repercussions. But from what I heard early on, man, it was a lot of, you know, hey, shoot myself in the foot type shit.
It was, man. That just lets you know, to be honest with you, man, the streets is like dead. And you can hear that for a minute, right? But what I'm saying is, like, the streets is dead because, like, we are all under that all-seeing eye.
Man.
I'm talking about everybody is under surveillance.
Facts.
And the reason why I say the streets is dead because I'm sitting here listening on Clubhouse. You got Wack 100. This man talking about all street business on this app, knowing millions of people can listen to this. You know what I'm saying?
Man, for real.
I'm talking about drug charges, murders, unsolved murders. Who got skeletons in a closet? Who cracking? Who? It's just like that's what we come to now.
Exactly.
Like now it's, these blogs is like we ain't talking about music no more. We talking about you gang affiliated, man. What happened with that murder with so and so, man? Did you think you had something? Like that's what we asking.
That's
like,
what we doing.
That's what we on now.
It's crazy. And look. I'm going to tell you how I just had a thought the other day, and it's not nothing that nobody else hadn't thought of, but I be listening to a lot of these rappers and a lot of these people that, you know, that's entertainment that, man, they snitching, they doing this, when I'm not understanding like that they don't understand, like, it's your social media, sir. You're telling everybody, hey, this was like, I done seen cats, hey, man, I got that perp in, I got this for this, and you got, while you're saying this and promoting these illegal drugs, because, you know, it hadn't been just, you know, put to the way that the government can make profit off of it. So it's still going to be, you know, as illegal for right now for whatever part of the world you're in. If you're not in Cali or somewhere like that, Colorado or something. So while you're promoting this illegal substance, you got straps, Drake holes, and all that in the background. So you have about 3 charges in a video you're making and while you're saying somebody's snitching on you. So when you go to a courthouse, what do you think all that's going to come with? Is that going to disappear? You don't think there's no repercussions for that? Like, that's the part I'm missing. Like, why can't we get past that? Like, we got to showboat it. And you know what I'm saying? If you know what you're doing, move how you move.
Man, accountability. That's what everybody lacking, man. All these rappers lacking accountability. Everybody, yes, man, and them at death. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, so that's one end of the spectrum, right? So it's like the enabling, yes, man. It's like, okay, and dudes want attention. You feel me?
Yeah.
Rappers want attention. They want to make it seem like, yeah, hey, I'm about that. I'm living like
I'm
that.
I'm really like that.
You know how it is when you a child, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's human behavior. You praise a child for doing something, they going to keep doing it.
Boy.
Right or wrong. You know what I'm saying?
So for real.
If you praise, because I just saw it on Hip Hop Homicide, FBG, when he got killed, right?
Yeah.
everything was cool when he's on this peace movement, you know what I'm saying? People was feeling it, but you know, his fans like, oh yeah, oh, yeah. But his ops still was dissing him.
Yeah.
So he said, you know what, forget it. I'm finna make this song, Dead Bitches. He dissed. I was like one of the most disrespectful songs he ever created.
Mm-hmm.
The fans loved it. You hear me? Like, yeah, it's making me money. My stream's doing numbers.
Yeah.
But then next month he get killed. You know what I'm saying? So it's like the next month he got killed. You feel me? So
yeah.
it's like be careful what you getting praised for, because you don't have to live up to that.
Really?
And then for two, on the other end,
mm-hmm.
rappers are the biggest prostitutes.
Boy.
Of America.
Yeah.
Rappers are the biggest prostitutes of America, because we're gonna dress these people up with brands so mm-hmm. they can go show it, and all these consumers gonna consume that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. It's been an influx of guns ever since Chief Keef and the whole Dre era came up. Trust me, I was outside, bro.
Yeah.
I was outside before the Chief Keef situation,
yeah.
and then post Chief Keef situation.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about, man, shit just transitioned like overnight within a blink of an eye.
Yeah.
I'm talking about dudes at first walk around with a regular, like, you know, look, we used to call it Nas name things, you know what I'm saying? Like regular name things or whatever. Then next you know, Chief Keef come out, everybody got Call of Duty guns.
Man,
you know what I'm
for real.
So, who you think getting paid off of that?
Boy.
You know what I'm saying? Who you think getting paid off of that? Who you think getting paid off of this, you know, the opioid epidemic? I ain't never heard so many rappers talking about they junkies.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody junkies now. Everybody is doped up now. Man, when is it cool to be a dopehead? But the more these rappers are selling or pushing this narrative of being a junkie,
yeah.
And then boom, now everybody consuming, everybody popping perk 30, perk 10, perk whatever.
Yeah.
And they got that fin in it. So everybody chopping like flies.
Man.
So yeah, man. Don't get me started. But that's really what I see with a lot of rappers, man. It's just it's paid to promote a certain paid to push a certain agenda and just being a prostitute, man.
Exactly. And then that's why I think, man, and I know you tapped into the music world too, but mm-hmm. that's why I think cats like Kendrick, Lupe, and cats like that, you see, it's kind of like after so long, they tap out like, damn, that's what y'all attracted to? It's like, I'm putting out this other image and it's not getting, for one, it's not getting promoted like it should because they don't want that narrative out there. And then for two, it's not being consumed like it should because you got your, just like Wu-Tang, I say from my era or something like that, you got your hardcore Wu-Tang nonsense that no matter when they drop, that's their app, that's their fan base, they gonna go get that. But it came to a point where like, you are only dropping for your fan base. You can't entice any new users because any new listeners because they all attracted to like the drill or the or the type of music or the whole other lane that where like it's rappers that's being saying like they one of the greats and one of that shouldn't even be compared in the whole stratosphere with rappers that they being mentioned with.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but that comes from the whole blog era because
mm-hmm.
like we in the blog era to where everything's promoted. It's nothing. Think about it. Nothing's being promoted, no music is being promoted when they go on these interviews.
Yeah,
it's all drama based. It's
man,
what happened with this? What happened with this? Everybody trying to go viral. Everybody trying to, you know, make people hate them. To think, you know, it's just a whole system. It's a whole formula that's being consist on rinse and repeat. Right?
It's that clickbait era.
Yes, clickbait, definitely.
Yeah.
So it's like okay, and let's just get down right energy wise, right?
Mm-hmm.
Negativity spreads faster and farther than positivity.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? It could be like, all right, look, so-and-so just got a new little cooking spot. Man, they got a new little food truck or whatever. That's what's up. Look, what they got going? Okay, well, the conversation leaves there.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hey, you heard about the same situation you talked about negative. You heard about their food spot. You know what they did to get that bread, though? Yeah, what they do? Oh, man, they did this. Da-da-da-da. Oh, man, I know that. You know what I'm saying? The conversation just extends and then spread faster.
Yeah.
The positive shit is going to stay right there. You know what I'm saying?
Man, that's big facts, right there, bro. So. Hey. You shining a light, though. What you doing right now, though, man, you shining a light on a mindset. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it shows you know what I'm saying? I don't be feeling like I'm preaching to the culture, but I hate some of the things that attract our culture that we dig so deep into that when we have so much more available with us with information now that we could turn that same energy to it. We dig into this shit like we dig into, they showed the first pictures of Rihanna, baby. If we took that same energy into some shit that could move something, Like, that's the type of shit that I be like, now, okay, we on or something. But that's what you digging and speaking more upon.
Facts. Yeah, man, I'm all about mindset, man, because it's that's how they program computers and that's how they program artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
Everything, when you build anything, you have to start with the brain first.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how we program. Like, whenever we talking about the reparations, whatever, I know it's kind of go left, but it still picks up what I'm saying. Like, they talking about they want to give us reparations, right? They're going to start over in California, right?
Mm-hmm.
And which is, I love it. We do need money. Us as a race, especially everything that we've been through, we do need that bread. But if we don't have a rich mindset, if we gonna still have this same post-traumatic slave disorder mindset, then ain't no point, bro. It's like it's gonna be pouring water into a cup with a hole in it.
Boy,
you know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's a good analogy. Real shit.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah,
I'm just big on mindset, bro.
Hey, and that's exactly what you tapping into, and that's. That's what we have to do more as a culture, though, man. Like you said, that's a conversation that we could go into for hours just off that, because in order to be reprogrammed on how we've been programmed for so long, it'll take a lot of breaking down and self-checking, looking in the mirror that I don't think we are ready for right now. I know we not. Because, look, speaking of that, I'm going to just tell you about, like, legacy and all that stuff. We're going to move on to, like Master P and that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, something that is still kind of on a rap situation, but somebody who's been in the game a long time. And I hate to put, like, you know, other people's family business on that, but it's been out there. And I wish this would have been handled, like, behind closed doors. But
absolutely.
Just sitting back, looking at that, like, just your perspective. Like, what you feel about that situation?
Man, look, I feel exactly what you just said. Look. That's still that man daddy at the end of the day. That's still his son.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever's whatever. You put it out there. Honestly, when I first saw it, I said, this is just a traumatic response because Romeo's grieving.
Yeah.
Because he lost his sister.
Yeah.
You know, grief is a mug, man. Like,
it
grief,
is.
Grief will have you. Grief will have you spazzing, flashing out on some of everybody. You
For
know what
real.
I'm saying? Because you hurt. You know what I'm saying? So that's the first thing I thought. Second thing, I'm like, okay, Master P. I'm not saying the man perfect. And the thing is, I can't really take sides because that's their business at the end of the day.
Man,
and,
I'm
telling you, it's their business at the end of the day. Like, I mean, that's just, it could be you and your son.
Yeah.
Yeah, if your son come to me and tell me everything about you, like, okay, that's still your daddy, though. You
ain't
know what I'm saying?
Mind.
You come to me and be like, hey, man, my son, that's still your son, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's just my... Now, I'm not in the business of exposing family business on social media.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, it make you know anybody that showed a chink in the Miller family armor.
That's what I was getting at.
And I didn't really respect it, but like how it's going to turn out? Of course they're gonna reconcile. And of course everything gonna be cool. And of course Romeo gonna paint it and have a public apology, whatever the case may be. But I mean, I just didn't like how that was handled, to be honest.
And I look, let me piggyback off that right there where you at with it, because that was my whole thing. Like, I'm big on respect, and you know, like, you know, me and you move a lot alike. So,
yes, sir.
It's like the privacy aspect, and like you say, the loyalty aspect, no matter what went on, when you do that, and you put it on social media, you open the door to a lot of opinions, a lot of outside, no, a lot of people that ain't got a dog in a fight. Yeah, P, man, he don't be paying his people. Yeah, man, Romeo should be grateful. No matter who's saying what and who's right about it, that's still not your conversation to put on either one of those people, because it's a lot that go on behind closed. It ain't no a lot. Everything that's went on behind closed doors, you're not privy to. All you be basing it by is his post and P. Miller's response, and that's not how family move. That's the only thing, like when Jigga said nobody wins from the family feud. That's immediately when I saw that and they hit this, I'm like, man, I don't want this to go like that. And you know, I'm a Louisiana native, so I'm attached to it. Like, I don't know. Pete could walk by me and he ain't gonna know me from a can of paint, but just knowing his music and growing up with it and representing, like, when I was in the Army and clubs on the East Coast and they play bout it, you know, losing my mind. Just, I'm attached to Pete from that movement. Versus being just somebody looking from afar. So I'm looking at it like, man, like No Limit, Cash Money, like these are camps that I don't like to see when they Baby and Weezy, Oregon, and you know, the public get a chance to put their opinion on, because it leaves too much. P people that they have no dog in the fight, no opinion. You just want to be with who you think right and want to gaslight it more. And to me, that just always set a family up for failure.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. Like you said, even with the Cash Money Lil Wayne situation, or Birdman, whatever. Like, I knew. I'm like, man, they going to reconcile. Like you said, just nothing should be brought to social media, especially with family, man.
Exactly.
Especially with family. Like, leave that off. Like, it's power and privacy, man.
It's, man.
It's power and privacy.
That's a word within itself right there, bro. It's power and pride. Because no matter where I go, and I know, like I said, me and you done crossed paths at jobs before, so I seen how you move. Like, when you first come to a job, the first thing people are trying to do, or anyway, you first come to a new neighborhood as a kid when you're moving across state, or you're moving from a new across town, first thing people trying to do is their fill out phase. You know what I'm saying? What are you about? You know what I'm saying? How you move? You know, what can I get out of? We know, and it's you don't even see this. How can I say it? It's subtle. You know what I'm saying? It's just conversations they bring up with you. It's inviting you to go certain places. Just see how you bite off of it. It's not nothing that you've ever brought up to them, but they trying to see what you bite off of. What's your vice and all that shit. So you know what I'm saying. So it's just when you just, when I don't know, man. It's just hard to put into words because it's a vibe, like you said, energy type thing. Like negative energy can spread, but positive energy and all, you still can block out a lot of stuff too that you feel that's coming towards you that a lot of people think they're being subtle about, but a real person with an open mind gonna automatically see what's going on. Like, nah, man, you can't pick me like that.
You know I'm big on that, man, because it have been times, just period, man, just like, like I catch vibes so quick, and it's just like, like people are trying to TMZ you, bro. Like, they're
real
shit. Yeah. And it's like, okay, you trying to give me to bite this bait.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no, I'm going to move around. I'm going to spin you right quick. It's just like, damn. Because it's like, you already know my motto, man. Money and drama don't mix. That's any confession.
Ain't
so
a
it's
man.
Just like,
for real.
I ain't really got time for it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, bro, I agree 100%. Like, people will try to, you know, like you said, see your vices, see how they can finesse and finingo you and all of that, bro. And I ain't got time for it. So, I see the trap before they even lay it.
Yeah. Look, we're going to move on. We're going to talk about what you thought about Elon Musk, though, buying Twitter, man. What you thought about that shit? Because that was a power, because you see how he played it at first? Like, he was playing it. Like, how much you really mess with Twitter? You mess with it?
Yeah, I rock with Twitter. Yeah, for sure. I'll be on Twitter.
So, have you seen, what you think about the vibe since he took over? Because it was kind of crazy, too, how he took that over.
Man, I mean, he been talking about it for, like, a couple years.
A couple years,
So, I wasn't really surprised. And then, you know, I was watching a lot of Ye interviews, and he was talking about, you know, Elon and, you know, and, like, buying Twitter and just, you know, buying these apps. And then even with him and, I think him and Elon, or him and somebody else finna buy, like, Karma Loop, another app or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So, I knew, I was like, okay. I'm like, so when he bought it, I was like, I really wasn't surprised, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I was just like, okay, well, because I knew it's, what's dude's name? Jack Dorsey.
Yeah.
When he had sold it or whatever, because, you know, and it's crazy. I didn't even know this, but Jack Dorsey from St. Louis.
Oh, for real?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, who used to own Twitter,
Okay.
So, crazy, right?
Yeah, for real.
So, when he sold it, I was like, oh, okay. So, I know Elon, he was on his heels, so I already knew. I'm like, yeah, he finna buy that. And then when he bought it, I was not surprised. And, like, the vibe on Twitter is pretty much the same, but I would say, he finna let people pay like $8 a month to keep like a check by their name or some shit like this.
Yeah,
so
that's wild too.
That's some. What I hope is that he keeps it as authentic as possible, because one thing these apps do that and I get your bread, but like. Mm-hmm. They just make it, like, that's how Instagram is making it. It's like, they making it too ad heavy. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying? Too ad heavy, to where it's just, it doesn't feel authentic. That's why, you know, a lot of people saying it, but IG becoming Facebook and TikTok the new Instagram.
For real.
You know what I'm saying? Because Instagram is just so ad heavy, and it's just like, and then, you know what I mean? TikTok is more like for the authentic, for like it's authentic videos, authentic whatever, like the low quality videos is going viral. You know what
exactly.
I mean? It ain't all bougie like how Instagram is, but to your point with Twitter, I wasn't surprised. I just hope he keeps it authentic. That's my main thing. What you feel about it?
Like, to me,
it was crazy when he first took over because he was doing a bunch of pop. Like, he ran it kind of like Death Row Records, man. Like, he was up like, okay, look, I'm in office now. Look, this is what I'm going to do. Y'all want Trump back? He put, like, live polls on Twitter. And I was just tripping out, man. I know you be heavy, you know, with the social media influence. I was just wondering, like, what you thought about that? Because it was kind of crazy how he took that website over. And like you say, he put it out there a couple years ago. Like, hey, this is what I'm going to do. It's coming. But for a while, it seemed like he tried to retract it. Like, he was going to buy it and something happened. I forgot what happened in the merger. But he kind of pulled out from it for a second. So it was just, it was kind of crazy to sit back and watch from afar.
Yeah, it was. But you know, and I always look at it from this angle, like, man, like, I'm like, man, dude, like, that's real power right there.
For
you
real.
Know what I'm saying? For like, because that's the app that everybody, that got everybody attention.
It
you
is.
Know what I'm saying? These couple apps that we all on, you know what I'm saying?
To me, that's my favorite app, Coop.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's my favorite app, bro. No shit.
That's what's up. Why is it your favorite app?
I'm going to tell you to me, why it is. Mm-hmm. That is, to me, is the greatest social experiment that has happened in America. You get real emotions, real time, uncut. Yes. You get both sides of whether it's political party, whether it's internet beef with rappers or who you pick. You get real sides of just seeing how vastly different people's opinions are on shit, and they both feel like they are absolutely right. So that shit is a circus to me, and I just like sitting back. I might not even post those. But I just really like sitting back watching it. How different opinions can be, and I'm talking about they at war.
Yes.
At real war.
Real war.
And it's so crazy.
Many retweets, so many likes.
Man, yeah, it is Trump, crazy.
I agree.
So that's why it's because everything else. Okay, Instagram is kind of like pictures. TikTok is fun, loving you. You want to post pictures. And Twitter started off like that. I remember back in the day, a lot of people, if you ain't know Twitter Vic, it had the Ether Squad. Them boys used to roast your ass to death, man. It had a lot of people that put in work on that Ether team. That I'm saying, it had people peeking on the timeline and be like, man, I want to come on today like Debo coming down the street. But it's still like that aspect gone. It went for more of a roasting, but people, you got, and then they expanded the characters of how much you could post. So you got people putting their whole thoughts out there. And it's like, it's just interesting to me. Like, I'm always, like I said, I take information from everywhere. And I cipher what's bad information. So it's just interesting to me to see what people come up with, because it's people writing think pieces. They'll have one of six. And they'll have a thread going on or something that's totally different than what somebody else thinking. They think they just as right. And it's just crazy to me. So that's why Twitter is my favorite actual social media site, man.
Yeah, man. And it's the most valid, honestly, because like when I'm looking at my trending news or whatever, or I'm looking at just anything that's going on, if I hear a rumor about anything, I go right to Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I check the validity of a situation.
I'm
like, it's on Twitter, boom. And I'll be like, I matter of fact, like when I found out Takeoff got killed, I went right to Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn. Like, you know, I actually saw the body in some Samoshi, so but yeah, definitely Twitter is the most authentic app.
Yeah,
I would say.
Yeah,
I would say that. So I agree with you on that.
Man, okay, so what you think about speaking of Twitter and all that? Because you know, Carisha, you know, Carisha being and you know, all this stuff going on with Diddy and all this stuff.
Yeah,
like, what you
yeah.
think about going on with Diddy in this day circle, man? Because that's been like, that's another thing. It just kind of took on a life of its own, and I did not see Diddy becoming like a show like Bachelor in 2022. Because I'm like, it's crazy now, like, that I'm knowing what's going on with Diddy and what his love life is, his circle.
Exactly. I mean, I put it like this. I'm going to say this. For one, that Diddy just showing you the lifestyle of a black billionaire. Or not even just a black. I ain't gonna even put black on there. I'm going to just say a billionaire.
A billionaire.
You know what I'm saying? A billionaire. A man with some money.
It's amazing what's acceptable, ain't it?
Exactly. Yeah. He gonna have access to so many different women because you know how they say with women, they say you're not ugly, you just broke, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Get your dust up. Well, dust means money for St. Louis time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You get your dust up and then bang, you know, next you know, you go from old Kylie to new Kylie.
Ain't
you
know what I mean? Yeah.
So
real shit.
It just shed light on what Diddy, you know, what a man with money doing, you know what I'm saying? And you know, get more money, you know what I'm saying? You look better to women. You feel yeah. me? So, I mean, you know, get access for real. And then for two, I remember Diddy said this. He said he's going to change up his whole approach, he said, because people been playing on his name for so long.
Yeah.
So I also think he's just allowing himself to just, you know, be seen in this light now. Because, you know, it's a lot of rumors about him floating and everything like this. So I guess he's looking like, nah, I'm going to let y'all know what I'm on. You know what I'm saying? So,
them Diddy parties are world famous. Look, that's for him to decipher and, you know, I let him, the Hollywood tell what that it really is, but they're famous. Hello? But like I said, though, man, as you know, Diddy parties are world famous. So we all know what we've heard about going on with Diddy parties. So I'll let that man decipher that.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely. I'll let him decipher that, too. Yeah, I think. Go ahead.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead. I'm laughing.
Because I've heard plenty of stories about this man parties. I'm like, man. So, you know, like I think, like I said, I think he's trying to, like, kind of rebrand himself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, to kind of like show that, like, okay, hey, oh, hey, I'm out here getting it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, him and Carisha, you know what I'm saying? Like, here we go, Miami or whatever. So,
yeah.
You know, it's just a little tactic. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but like I said, he out here doing him, though. At the end of the day, he got access to so many beautiful women.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, come on. And he going to provide them with a different type of lifestyle. Man. So that's just going to come with it.
Man. Look, check this out. Well, I know we kind of brought up Ye earlier. We kind of got off it, man. But what do you think? What is up with Ye, man? What's going to be the end game? I can't figure it out no more.
Nah, I think it's going to be, the end game is going to be something that we all did not expect.
Mm-hmm.
But what I, see, the thing is with Kanye, he's a brilliant dude. He just has horrible delivery.
Mm.
So he'll try how he said, like, for instance, right? He was saying the whole, he was saying, you know, y'all not finna, y'all, when he was talking about Hitler, he said, y'all not finna manipulate me and saying that I hate Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Hitler did some good things in the world too. So everybody like, what?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, right, what he's trying to say is, look, and keep saying, I'm a Christian man. As mm-hmm. a Christian, you're supposed to love thy neighbor and thy enemy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he's saying, like, okay, y'all not finna manipulate me on my beliefs. Mm-hmm. If I'm saying that I love everybody, if I'm a man of God, I'm gonna love everybody.
Yeah.
Man, woman, and child, you know what I'm saying? Whether good or bad, I'm gonna love them all. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So that's that with that, whatever. Then with the whole him dissing the Jays, I would say, you know, that he not dissing all of them, he was just dissing those people that he knows are in power.
Mm.
And that's what I take it. So the thing about the media, they trying to like manipulate it and basically, you know, because I read this book, bro. I read this book about how the media twists stuff around and how they basically like how they break you down, basically how they mm-hmm. you know, certain propaganda is programmed throughout, you know, to the consumers,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, it kind of like, you know, it basically, I mean, speaking of Hitler, like, basically what Hitler did to the Jews,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? He broadcasted them and promoted them to be, he put a false narrative on them so mm-hmm. people believe in something. When they did pass away, they did get executed. Then it was like, oh, good riddance. You know what I'm saying? When all yeah. actuality, you know what I'm saying? It's manipulated.
Yeah.
So I think Ye is going, he's attacking those people who are attacking him, but mm-hmm. it's just, you know, they the media, they own the media, so they know how to finesse it. They know how to, you know, you got TMZ, Harvey, the owner of TMZ, he's Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he's gonna, by Kanye saying that, do you think that he's gonna market him in any good light right now? No. So
exactly.
To answer your question, I don't, the end game, because I know he was saying he's running for president, but I don't think that's gonna work.
Yeah.
As far as that, because he taking the Trump route, and that's not really, you gotta understand who you are, bro. Trump
yeah.
is a successful white man. You feel me? Like,
exactly.
You a black man.
Yeah.
You dig? Who was formerly married to a Kardashian. So come yeah. on. So I think I don't wanna, I don't give up, and I'm not biased. Like, oh, I'm not a Kanye stan, but mm-hmm. I do know that every time he does have like a, he does make this like, he say this crazy shit, and then at the end of the day, like years later, everybody like, oh, that's what he was saying. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
That's
so so that's what I think. I don't know what you think though.
Look, like you said, I'm one of the people that think Kanye is extremely intelligent, extremely brilliant, because you can tell by his music, and most geniuses are a little insane. So,
absolutely.
I think, like, you kind of said it last year, he's a shock jock value. So, what he thinks is sometimes, it might not even be shock jock to him, because his brain thinks they're so far ahead that to him, he thinking, like, I'm saying this as a matter of fact to him. But to us, we're like, man, what Kanye on? You know what I'm saying? So, that's kind of how I look at Kanye. He's a mad genius. And I got to really give him that because he keeps our name in his mouth, no matter if Adidas drop him or like they got so many billion or million dollar product now that they're saying they can't sell. But Kanye continues to reinvent himself in different arenas that you'd be like, you wouldn't even associate it with him with when he first came out. But he's that big and powerful of a thinker. So I respect his mind at the same. And like you say, I'm not a Kanye apologist. I don't agree with everything he say by no means. But I can't see his vision. My brain don't think as far as him on some shit. And I'm going to just be honest with you. But I respect his mind.
Right. Yeah, man. Because, I mean, he knows something. Cause like,
he knows something.
My thing is this. My thing is this. Like, I done been in rooms to where it was like movers and shakers.
Yeah.
And I done been in places to where it's just like, man, okay. Oh, this is influence. Oh, this is true power right here.
Exactly.
So I done been in rooms like that, like, damn. And then that was a major download for me. So I started looking at things differently, like, right after that trip. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, you know, when the trip I went to D.C. or whatever. So, once you know things, this man has, like you said, he rebranded himself and jumped in so many arenas. This man is in the fashion industry.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He's been in the music, fashion, political, everything that controls culture.
Man.
Everything that controls culture. Because let's not forget, America is not a country, it's a corporation. Mm-hmm. So he knows a lot.
Yep.
So the stuff that he's elevated, then he's already touched billionaire status. So, you know, when you a billionaire, you walk into a room that we ain't even know about.
Man.
I'm talking about, like, you think this thing. Kitchen counter, it's a
stairwell. That's what I was alluding to. It's like, mm-hmm. I don't agree with him to a certain extent because I hadn't been privy mm-hmm. to see what he's seen. Now, if I had access to everything he's seen, I might form a mm-hmm. different opinion. But I know, like you say, with the status he's got to and the level he's achieved, he's privy mm-hmm. to information in rooms that I'm trying to get to, but not in a... You know what I'm saying? In a foul way, but he's seen some shit that just the average person working at a job and doing pot. We ain't seeing that. So I'm going to just be honest with that. So them people, when they talking and it sounds crazy to us, don't think that they're that crazy. Just like movies. I'll take, say, for example, a movie. Sometimes you see stuff as far as like the animation and as far as like the technology in a movie, you'll be like, man, that seemed crazy. In the 90s, certain shit they was doing seemed crazy. Now we're living it. So sometimes some of the stuff that they're telling you is like, nah, I'm living it. But I'll give you a glimpse. I can't tell you everything, but I'll give you a glimpse. And that's what some of these people that have reached that status, especially if they have a half-assed mind about being free or own.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Nah, you're right. Because like, once he revealed that, you know, the Clintons met up with the Kardashians to see if they could promote the vaccine to the black community.
Yeah.
That's when I knew, like, okay, once you go hand-in-hand with politics, because, you know what I'm saying, politicians and celebrities go hand-in-hand, exactly. So it's just like, oh, okay, like, yeah, you having those different conversations now. Like, it ain't just like, okay, what we gonna drop this new shoe? It's like, nah, okay, how are we gonna, you know, control these people? How are we gonna, you know what I'm saying, pump this vaccine? How are we gonna make some money? How are we gonna do, you know what I'm saying? Like, how are we gonna fund this country? You know what I mean?
You getting unidentified calls from people that, like, you wonder, how have they got my number?
Right.
You in them type of conversations.
Right. You feel me?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, we on the same boat. I just think, like I said, I think whatever that he has in plan, because he's very calculated as well. He may seem, like I said last
sporadic,
time,
crazy.
Know, he may seem, but man, come on. He ain't that crazy.
Man, exactly.
He ain't that crazy. There's certain decisions that he made that I definitely wouldn't have made, but he ain't crazy by a long
time. He ain't crazy by far. And speaking of... Look, speaking of free and all that thing of free, we're gonna kind of wrap it up on this one. There's been a lot circulating on this one. Your boy Tory and Megan. Man, what's up with that, man? Like, this has been one of the craziest. And this, like you say, it's so much shit that divides our community, but this is one of the biggest divisive topics since it hit the blog. Man, what you thinking about? And now, recently he just got found guilty. So, it's a whole new light. Now, we not talking in hindsight no more. So, just this whole thing about it. What you thinking about it, man? I'm going to tell you what I think, but what you think about it?
Man, look. I did a video on it on YouTube. Uh-huh. But I'm... Look. I said this basically in that shit, right? To me... Tory Lanez, man, bro, you gotta be careful with the girls you fuck with. At the end of the day, for one.
Yeah.
Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. You done cracked the partner. Then Megan done backdoor her partner to crack you. And then, you know, y'all on this and then something happened. I mean, to me, I mean, when I heard about it, I was like, I'm like, Tory. So, what made me skeptical about it was like Megan Stoke was lying on with the interview with Gail.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, she had a lot of inconsistencies in her story. So that's what made me kind of like, I don't know what you want. But I'm not saying that I was fully on Tory's side neither.
Yeah.
I feel like, cause you know, with two people lying, it's like, who I'm gonna believe? You know?
Exactly.
So,
and that's what was crazy though. Hold on, right there. When you finish. That's what was crazy though. It's like, people drew a line so hard in the sand, like both of them were lying initially.
Exactly.
And you know, like, and exactly. I want to say this because I respect the hell out of Megan, and I know she's lost a lot. I recently lost some mother a couple years ago, so yeah. I know what that void does to you. But another thing I want to say to Megan, get around some people you can trust and really move with, though. Get your circle right.
Yes.
But when that first came out, the story just seemed so janky, like we used to say back in the day, just janky at first, like. It wasn't a believe or disbelieve thing. It just, none of it sounded right. It was like, huh?
Yeah, it just, and even when I was like listening to like DJ Academics, and he was like, you know, he's really in the industry. And he was hearing all these stories, and he said, he's pretty much heard the stories up until it led up to the shoot. He said, when they got to the shoot, everybody had a different story.
Yeah.
Mind you, everybody was drunk too.
Exactly.
Lit, out of their mind. You feel me? I don't remember what happened with me when I was drunk last year. Matter of fact, this birthday that just passed, like my birthday was, I don't remember everything that happened that night, you know what I'm saying? I was too lit.
Yeah.
So I could just imagine, you know, and then guns fired and all this stuff. I'm like, man. But you know, I honestly thought our best friend did it. And I thought that Big was just mad and like throwing it off on Tory. That's what I honestly thought, because how, you know, it's a typical, it's like any other hood story, you know what I'm saying? You find out, Did you crack him up? Crack him up, man? Well, now they fighting and all this other, you know what I mean? So that's what I thought it was, and I thought the girl, you know, and then the witness said that, you know, he saw Kelsey shooting at her, and then Tory was shooting at her to stop her from shooting Megan. So I'm like, that makes more sense. But then after, when he found guilty, I was like, I was surprised, but I wasn't.
Yeah, what do you think? Let me tell you what was crazy to me. And I know it wasn't a laughing matter at the time, but my whole thing was like, how do you have two half-naked women with you and guns coming to play at the end of the night?
Yeah.
And it ends up into this whole situation. I'm like, and I know he ain't the biggest fella in the world. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, how do you let two women get to a point where they fighting? And I know you got guns stuff in the court, but why is it even to this level? That you are shooting at half-naked women or half-naked women or wrestling over a gun. Like, you supposed to de-escalate that, man, as a man to me before it even get to what we debating about on the blog. Like,
exactly.
How did you even let it get to that? So, for me, that's where he was wrong from the jump. Now, all the other stuff had to be figured out. But I'm like, come on, bro. Like, you let a night with Megan and this other chick, man, end up like this?
Exactly. Nah, bro. That's just... man, you hit that on the man, hit the nail on the head. Because like you said, as a man, you were as a man, you're supposed to de-escalate this.
Exactly.
When they was arguing in the car, you supposed to dead that real quick.
Exactly.
But everybody drunk. Everybody, you know, feeling the way. Everybody, you know, egos. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then too, you know, yeah, as a man. And then I'm gonna piggyback what you said earlier when you said, well, Megan, you were saying, you know, keep your circle tight. One thing that I did see with Meg when she first came out, and I promise you, I put this on my life, on my soul. I said this shit in my mind. I said, Megan moving a little too friendly, and it's gonna blow up in her face.
Man.
Because she was just everybody's friend in the industry. And mm-hmm. I'm like, man, one thing about being too cool, a lot of people see that shit as a weakness.
Man,
you know what I'm saying? When you just let everybody into your realm, like, hey, especially in the industry like that, it's one thing you can't really do that at work, you can't really do that in the hood for like that, especially in the industry.
Man, that's a rule of life, bro.
Exactly,
because everybody's energy is not gonna match yours, and some people gonna want to be around you so they can see how to break you down.
Exactly, boy, say that again,
So, I'm telling you,
I kind of knew when this shit happened. I was like, up. I was like, it was just like that. I saw her as a train wreck. Like, I saw a train like about to crash, and then we just always watching them. We couldn't stop that motherfucker. We just like, all right,
well, real shit, man.
Here you go. Yeah. I just think that whole situation. And then to be honest, it sounded like the situation. It didn't have to be that bad. Like you just said, like...
Exactly.
It could have been de-escalated. Like, this shit's been
crazy. It shouldn't even got to that. But these new dudes, man, and I'm not trying to knock the other dudes away. Look, I love y'all, man, because y'all got a lot of go-getting y'all knowledge. But look, it's this new era, man, where dudes ain't got women in their videos no more. Y'all got a lot of men around y'all. These men piping y'all up, the yes men... And they, look, I'm going to tell you one thing about a real woman, man. You hanging with real women, they going to have your best interest in mind. And they not like, going to let a lot of y'all move like y'all move. But y'all have got, well, y'all carrying purses and shit. Now, and this, if that's what you do, if that's your swag, man, that's you. But look, man, y'all trying to reverse roles that shouldn't be reversed. And you can't keep replacing men, all these men around your life. Because they trying to come up crab in a bucket. And these women... They gonna elevate you. They gonna want you to do better, man. And I'm not saying all of them, right? Because you got the city girl mentality out there too. But if you don't have that discernment, that's on you. You're supposed to get got. You know what I'm saying? You ain't one of them supposed to elevate. You're supposed to find the real ones that's gonna push you and move you forward. So that's a whole nother conversation, man. But that's my outtake on it, man. Like, y'all men stop moving with all these men, bro. That ain't clear and it ain't cool, bro.
Man, say that again. Like,
it ain't.
That's why I said, AB, just say it, bro. Just say it. Because I feel the same exact way, bro. Man. That's my thing. Like you said, I man, there's way too many dudes out here too comfortable with chilling with their homeboys, man. More than that girl.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? When you go to these studios, this shit real, man. I've been going to these studios, and there's more niggas in there and no girls in there. And niggas is so geek to be like, oh, my partner's over my...
For real?
Like, man. Then that girl called him, or a girl's like, what? I'm like, nigga, how you got an attitude with a girl?
Cool. Look, like, I'm going to tell you this right quick. Look, back in the day, big boy and them, man, when I came, I like the way, I'm like, damn, who the hell is, like, when you had leading women in videos, you're like, man, who was that? Like, Jay-Z, I mean, for real, beautiful, the little chocolate chick, like, damn, who was that? You waiting to see videos to see, like, okay, who the baddest chick in the, that's gone, bro. These dudes celebrating the dudes with the most tattoos and shit, man. It's weird, bro.
Dudes,
man, for real.
And dudes will big bro you to death. They feel like you got
man, my boy.
I done seen so much D-riding, bro. A lot of
you man.
I promise.
Dudes, the biggest group is out there now.
Man, as soon as I see it on them, I move around.
I can't be around you, dog.
I can't be around two type of dudes, bro. If you a groupie, boy, you want me to be your groupie. Oh, nah.
Boy.
We ain't on that, bro.
Man, big old fat. Big old fat. Man, cool, man. As always, man, you know I love chopping it up with you, bro. Me and you can do this shit all night. Cats don't know, man. It's right around Christmas. We trying to get with our family. You tapped in with me and say, hey, bro, I got the assignment. We, you good. I got you. I'm going to make time for you. So, man, I appreciate you. Plug what you got going on, though, man. Let them know what's up.
Man, follow me on all platforms, man. Cooper Trill, CoopDatrille. I'll be having to spell that because everybody want to say my name with a D-E.
So, get his name right. Put some respect on it.
Yeah, with a Trill with the E at the end, man.
Yeah.
You just follow me for, you know, just music, content, everything. Everything I got cracked.
Man, I promise y'all, man, he'll hell of a follow, man. He keep me informed, keep me entertained. Real good follow, man. Y'all go tap into him, man. You know me, AVG Podcast, AVG underscore podcast, underscore 9, underscore 11, Instagram, TikTok, man, all that, man. Y'all keep in, keep tapped in. Hey, let's have a productive year. Let's move forward, man. Let's try to drop some of this hate. My hip-hop rappers, man, look. Hey, we on high alert, man. This shouldn't be the most dangerous profession in the world, but right now it is. So let's change the narrative on that. Let's get this money, man, and let's move forward, though, man. Look. Prosperous 23, Prosperous Michael Jordan. Let's get this bread. Coop the Trill, man. Love you, boy, man. Happy holidays to your family, man. Hey, keep doing what you do, bro. I respect your grind, man, and your mind.
Likewise, AV, AVG, my eyes wide open.
For real, AVG Podcast. Always visualize your goals, and after that, accomplish those visualized goals. 9/11, gone.